It's the 7th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. According to data provided by the Home Office, applications to remain in Bedford through the EU settlement scheme by many EU nationals were rejected. The scheme, launched in March 2019, tracks European citizen immigration into the UK. 600 people who applied by the 30th of September were refused permission. An administrative review and appeals process is available to those that think their application was unfairly dismissed. EU citizen rights advocates for 3 million voice concern of persons whose status remain uncertain, pointing out the inconvenient and drawn-out appeals process and the effect a delay can have on their jobs and housing requirements. Smart CJ's is hoping to reopen its Preben Street centre in Bedford, which provides meals for the hungry and help for the homeless. The centre, closed since the first lockdown, is requesting donations to reach its £50,000 goal through the Smart Bedford CRIB appeal. Information provided by the Office of National Statistics has found that in 2020, 7 people in Bedfordshire died as a result of homelessness. The record numbers include figures for those in emergency accommodation as well as rough sleepers. A spokesman for the Bedford Borough Council stated, "Anyone concerned about somebody sleeping rough in Bedford Borough can report them through the StreetLink website." Liquid hydrogen-powered jetliners could soon become reality. The lighter, zero-carbon fuel is currently being developed for flying with the £15 million of government funding through the Fly Zero project. The Aerospace Technology Institute in Cranfield, Bedfordshire, is where the innovation is taking shape. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.